Welcome to the Flat at Home Show, your source for real estate information, education, and inspiration. You know what, Matt? I'm going to throw in a little comedy. Last weekend's show was a riot. So for those of you who are need a good laugh, jump into kjjr.com, click on the shows. You can go to our podcast there and pull up last weekend's show with Chris Cox of Flathead Insurance. We were talking about, in fact, he helped us kick off this series, how to survive, how to help your house survive the deep winter. And I'm just excited to bring more guests into the show as we talk about maybe perhaps some strategies, maybe some testimonials on how these individuals are just enduring this, what seems to be an early and cold winter. So welcome to the show. Welcome to the weekend. I hope you're warm out there. I'm going to thank my great sponsors, Brian Murphy, Nikki Marengo, Remax, Rocky Mountain Real Estate, and Montana Basement Solutions, solving your water and mold problems for good. So I've got a great friend in the studio this weekend, and we're going to talk about her project. In fact, I will also ask her the question, how are you enduring this deep, deep winter? And for those of you who want to go back in time, you can catch the show around the Summers Mansion. So Jasmine Morton, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much. I'm excited to be here.
I'm happy you're here. And first of all, it's a lot warmer in here than it is out there.
Thank goodness. It's cold.
It's cold out there. That was, you had some southern draw on that
cold.
One. Cold. Mm-hmm. I think there's a W in there if you really want to
100%.
Do it well. 100%. Yeah. So anyways, for the three or four people who are hiding under a rock who aren't aware of the beautiful Summers Mansion, I need you to drive to Summers and take a look. For the rest of us, we're probably really itching for an update. As I understand, as we recall, you bought the Summers Mansion a couple of summers ago.
November of 2020, actually.
What a great year.
Pros and cons, for sure.
Ups and downs of that year.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
What a fantastic year to buy that one. And at the time, my wife and I were living in Summers, and we have the other yellow house in Summers. I love that. In fact, I remember when we bought, because we bought our house, we closed August of 20, right? So you,
that's right, yeah.
Yeah, you had, so you were just after
just
us.
After.
And when I was telling my friends, like, we bought the yellow house in Summers, they're like, oh, the one on the hill. I was like, no, not that
not
one.
Quite.
Not quite that one. However, you bought the one on the hill. And there's a really cool, I remember we were talking about this last time. There's a lot of history to that home for you as a girl, like walking the streets of Summers and looking up on the hill. And you even brought them cookies, didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
I remember this story.
Yeah.
So you bought the house, and it's been a dream, and it's still a dream, and you have big plans for it.
Yeah, and we're going. So we there's three buildings on the property, and we started with the carriage house. That one is like 99.9% complete. I don't think renovation projects ever get to 100% complete.
Right.
So I'm counting that as a win.
Yeah.
We're hosting weddings there this last summer and going forward.
Good.
And then now we've turned our attention 100% to the mansion. So we're almost done with demo, and then we get to start reinstalling stuff.
So you're working on this even now?
Yeah.
Like it's November. It's cold. December's right around the corner. Old man winter showed up early. I mean, we've gotten to the negatives already.
Oh, yeah.
Like
yeah.
Water lines are freezing. People are going crazy. You thought 2020 was bonkers. It's our winter.
And you'll appreciate.
And you're still swinging hammers.
Oh, yeah. You'll appreciate there is zero insulation on that property. Absolutely zero. So we're figuring out our way around that.
How?
Yeah.
Lots of gloves, suiting up. You know, one of the things that I've noticed around that I've shared with people, I have friends all over the country and they laugh at me when I post pictures about the snow. They're like, oh my gosh, how do you do that, Justin? And I say, shut up, Florida. And so they like to ask, like, how do you continue selling real estate in that kind of weather? And I respond slowly.
Snow boots.
That works too. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think just slowly. Things move slower in the winter.
Yeah, and you have to have a sense of what you're working on, right? So, for example, the carriage house, it's done, but we still didn't insulate it.
Mm.
It's a system that we could blow out and winterize, right?
Yeah.
And I know a lot of folks do that with their ancillary buildings as well.
Yeah, cool. So you're in the mansion now.
Yeah.
And if I recall, this is a multiple bedroom, like a lot of bedrooms, right?
There's originally 14.
14 bedrooms. Mm-hmm. Now, you say originally, are you keeping it that way or?
No. So we'll use some of them. So you'll appreciate there were 14 bedrooms and two bathrooms originally.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Modern society, that's probably not going to work.
Not going to fly.
Yeah. So we're.
Especially if you have daughters.
Right. Going to be a problem. Well, just humans.
Yeah, just humans.
So we're going to change some of the bedrooms and cut them in half and make them into big, nice bathrooms for the other bedroom. So we'll end up with 9 suites.
So the carriage house, let's back up. The carriage house is utilized and has already been utilized for venues like weddings.
Yeah.
Beautiful, because you're up on the hill.
Yeah.
You're staring at those things we call mountains and that pond that we call Flathead Lake. What a great backdrop.
It's really, really fun.
Yeah.
My favorite part is the mansion property in general was so abandoned and, you know, it was a place that people would sneak up. It was overgrown. It was, you know, kind of scary up there and just abandoned, left behind. And it's so rewarding to have all of these people come up for a joyful occasion.
Sure.
Be able to celebrate and have a good time and use the space. And I think it's bringing a lot of happiness to the property.
You're bringing a lot to the community.
It's a lot of fun.
So cool. That's really awesome. And it couldn't be in better hands. That's great. Hey, Jasmine, we got to take a quick break. However, when we come back, I want to talk about this deep, deep winter. Is that cool?
Deep winter.
My name is Justin Mecha. This is the Flathead Home Show, and we are talking with Jasmine Morton of the Summers Mansion. We'll be right back.
This is Eric Bodine, owner of Montana Basement Solutions. Our team has worked hard over the years to earn a solid reputation in the industry in fixing and preventing water-related problems in your home. We also specialize in mold testing and remediation services, often working with top contractors, architects, and even healthcare professionals in the Valley to ensure your home is healthy and safe for you and your family. If you are building, ask your contractor if they're working with us. If you suspect a problem in your home, call us directly. Montana Basement Solutions, 871-5971.
And we're back. It's the Flathead Home Show. My name's Justin Mecha. In the studio with me, Jasmine Morton of the Summers Mansion. For the couple of you that have moved here recently, Summers is spelled with an O, okay? So S-O-M-E-R-S.
One M.
That's right. It's
and no apostrophe. Everyone wants to add an apostrophe.
Why do they do that? Mm-mm. It's, you know what? We need to go back to apostrophe rule in school because I'm getting fed up with it. I used to not be a Nazi about this. However, I'm becoming one really quick. And if you do that to my Summers town, we're going to have words.
There are rules.
Them's fighting words. All right. So the Summers Mansion is that beautiful yellow house on the top of the hill overlooking Flathead Lake, staring at those mountains. And you are turning it. You're giving it back to the community by allowing the community to enjoy this. This is wonderful.
We're renovating. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a big project.
Let's talk about that. In the previous segment, we were talking about the mansion and how there's no insulation.
Yeah, none.
That's cold.
Yeah, most people assume that we found, you know, newspaper or something in the walls, and there's just absolutely nothing.
What is the original build year of this house?
1903.
Yeah. So 1903, Matt, they were just putting walls up. Nobody thought to put anything in the walls. They were like, this is good enough.
9 months, start to finish. So they started in February and then finished in November. And so maybe they just didn't, you know, think that the cold was coming because they got it done in the summer.
This quite possibly is the closest house to Sliders. Right across the street is some insulation. What is their problem?
Sliders wasn't there, but I love it.
Okay. Maybe I don't have my facts straight. That's all right. So, okay. Now I imagine you're putting insulation in the walls?
Yeah, so...
We're not going to go another 100 years without it?
No. Our grand plan here is to actually insulate. Both the walls will probably throw some insulation between the floors because it's a 4-story house. There's a basement and then 3 floors on top. And we want to be able to shut off some floors if we're not using it, right?
Sure.
So we'll insulate.
Okay, so now was this house heated by one big gigantic fireplace, or being a mansion, is there like 19 fireplaces? What's going on?
I love the heating question because it's so interesting. So there are 3 fireplaces in the mansion that were used, of course, you know, wood fire for heat. There are also steam radiators. So originally, I'm told there was a steam system that ran between the mansion, the pickling plant, and the lumber yard, the lumber mill down there. So there was a steam plant that ran steam between all of those structures. And so that's what heated the mansion. It also ran the mill and did all of those, you know,
that's actually pretty efficient.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
So instead of thinking about insulation, Matt, they were thinking about engineering. That's what it is.
The problem, of course, is that when the steam plant was no longer in use because the other buildings weren't to be used, the mansion needed some sort of heat source.
That's when their wisdom shut off. It was like, wait a minute, we didn't think this far.
Right, was a problem. Yeah. So I believe at that point they installed a steam, boiler system that ran throughout the house. But when we bought the house, whatever that boiler system looked like was gone.
Wow.
So there are radiators. They're steam radiators. Mm-hmm. So to use them, we'd need to convert them to hot water because steam is so much hotter. And to have people around that is dangerous.
Sure.
These days.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We'd need to convert them to hot water. And of course, they're all gunked up with all sorts of rust and stuff because they didn't filter water back then.
So are you literally pulling all these old pipes out of the walls?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing. It sounds like a big task, but there aren't very many of them. And that's probably a problem, right?
Okay.
It was probably very cold in the mansion.
Got it. Okay.
The third floor has two places for those registers. So the whole third floor, which is the size of a house, would have had two sources of heat. There's no fireplace up there. It would have been very cold.
But that's where the
workers were. So no one cared, right? They just threw the
it's
people.
It's just the workers. Don't worry about them.
Exactly. Exactly.
I got more workers where they came from. Oh, my gosh.
The family would have been on the second floor. And there was plenty of heat there. And they had a fireplace. And then the first floor, they had the ballroom. They had heat. That's where they invited people in.
This is so fascinating.
Yeah.
This is so cool. I mean, it's always rather entertaining and interesting to step back into time. You're literally doing it, though.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And it's really interesting to try and marry the history with, you know, practicality.
Right, right.
So what do you do when you don't have a heating system and need to renovate a almost 10,000 square foot mansion?
And you're essentially retrofitting.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're working with a shell instead of building new.
And so typically when you're retrofitting, right, what people do is throw a mini split in.
Mm-hmm.
The problem with that, if that is your sole source of heat, is mini splits don't work under a certain temperature.
Temperatures.
And look around, right? Mm-hmm. It's cold.
This is deep, deep winter.
Yeah.
Wow. Hey, so Jasmine, we're running out of time. However, I know that somebody listening definitely wants to follow along. And this is actually how you and I were introduced, was through that weird thing called social media.
Yeah.
Let's drop those handles. How do we follow along and, you know, ooh and ah over the pictures?
Yeah, Summer's Mansion on both Facebook and Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
SOMERS, no U, one M, no apostrophe.
Let's just clarify all the rules here.
Summer's Mansion, yep.
Summer's Mansion on Facebook and Instagram if you want to follow along. And the pictures are gorgeous and the pictures are awesome. And you're doing a great job of engaging people.
It's a lot of fun.
It is. And I love your question about the yellow. I mean, it's inspirational.
And I like to ask. I like to crowdsource opinions. So. Yeah, if anyone has opinions,
thanks for hanging out with us, and we appreciate you and we appreciate your efforts.
Thank you so much.
Stay warm out there, okay?
Likewise.
All right, friends, it's the Flight at Home Show. Listen, be safe, be well, have fun, and stay warm out there. And of course, as always, hey, Flathead.
Welcome home.